If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
And here we go, episode 14 of the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast here on WGNRadio.com. We are high atop the seventh floor of the beautiful Tribune Tower here at the WGN Radio Studios. I am Mike Jacobson from WGN Radio. He is Scott King from the publication known as The Red Eye. Hello, sir.
Good afternoon, man.
Good day. Sun's shining.
It's beautiful, but I am concerned. I believe I saw you, I was a little early, I believe I saw you without a coat coming to the building.
I'm a man's man. Here, Scott. I mean, I don't need a coat. I don't need any of those sort of things. All right. If I want to go outside, I'm going to go outside. I don't need the coat. The sun was shining. That's what I'm talking about.
It's warmer, but it's not that. It's not 10 degrees. It's like 35 today. You still, I mean, you know, you get the sniffles, then you're sick, and then all of a sudden, Mike Jacobson can't get recalled by the Blackhawks if they need him.
Nobody wants to recall Mike Jacobson for
you
the Blackhawks.
Know. You never you know. Hey, a lot of guys are sick. They might need you.
That is true, though. There's a bug going around that dressing room there, so. We will get into that a little bit later on, and lots of stories to get into since we last recorded last week. It's been an eventful week in terms of the front office for the Blackhawks. You got Stan Bowman. He signs a 3-year contract extension. He will be here through 2021, so that would be 2020-2021 season.
Yes, sir.
That's a lot of 20s
Stan
in there.
Stan
the man, so obviously well-deserved. We got to talk about rough game last night for the Blackhawks, and they get shut out the last game before the All-Star break. They end up losing 3 of 4, but in the end, it's not the worst thing in the world, but it would have been nice to go out on a higher note than that.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that. Andrew Shaw apparently likes to swallow his own teeth. We got Mark McNeil makes his debut last night, too, and he gets sent right back down today. But he did get his one moment in the sun. Oh, yeah,
might
you never know. You never know. And then also the All-Star break is here. The All-Star game is this weekend in Nashville. Get your cowboy boots and your cowboy hat ready. And we will talk about that. And we'll get your fan question in there, as always, and then your Hawks – or your King's keys to the Hawks moving forward here. So let's start off with Stan Bowman, because that was the biggest story of the week. Gets a 3-year extension. He's now signed. Now everyone's like, oh, why do they keep saying it's a new deal? Well, it's part of his original deal.
Yeah, they're extending him.
It's why they call it an extension.
Exactly.
So he's going to be here through the 2020 through 2021 season. You get 3 cups in 6 years, a 3-year contract extension, obviously well-deserved.
Yeah, look, I mean, I said on this show before, I think he is the main reason they won a cup in 2015. I think at the trade deadline, Kane gets hurt. He gets Vermette, who they need deep in the playoffs, who's great deep, and Desjardins, who was good throughout the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And Desjardins finding his stride again right now, right during the point streak and still a little after. But I think in those situations, when you have not just an injury, but you have a key guy like Kane get injured, it takes a good GM to know what to do, like, when do you place a guy on IR or LTIR, and what do you do? Who can you get? He's very good at crunching numbers, and he has great scouts that works for him. He knows obviously who to listen to, because we're not just talking about those guys last year. We're talking Saad, you know, Bowman's responsible for Shaw. Look how he small, just blue collar player, and look how he's panned out.
Yeah,
with the Hawks, and obviously Teravainen, and recently Anisimov and Panarin. So,
well, yeah, I mean,
those are the guys that he's responsible for, and more.
He's had to make tough decisions. I mean, look, I mean, yeah, Saad, that was a great find, second rounder, correct?
I believe so.
And then he has to end up packaging him in a very huge trade that a lot of people did not expect.
Everyone hated it.
And everybody hated it. Everyone said,
you don't want to lose Saad, but look at what you got in return.
He finally got the centerman that he always wanted in Anisimov for Kane.
You're exactly right.
And then he gets a wing that he's always wanted and that the Blackhawks have been searching for forever to play with Kane.
Yeah, and they have best line in the league now.
And look at that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's been unbelievable. And he is the first or the only general manager to win 3 cups in the hard cap era. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I remember with that 2010 Cup, you have a bunch of people saying, oh, it's because his dad, it's because Scotty Bowman's telling him what to do. Fine, maybe. You know, Scotty was a very more hands-on advisor at that time.
Advisor,
he's still around now. But you can't argue with these trades and these draft picks they've done since then. The last two Cups, he was a huge part of.
He's been with the organization for 15 years.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, and Kane actually talked about it on the Steve Cochran show earlier this week. You can actually catch that full interview at WGNradio.com/sports. And he says that, you know, like, everyone always talks about the core players that, you know, that the Blackhawks have on the ice, but there's core players off the ice organizationally that are just as important, and it's very true.
Yeah. I mean,
he has been a vital part of their success, and there's just no question about it. Obviously well deserved. And you know, we actually put a little bit of a list together here of all the guys, and speaking of those core guys, the guys that are locked
and
up
here. Core coach and core GM now. Exactly. I mean, they're set for a long time. Obviously guys are getting a little older, but this is some list.
It really is. As I pull it up here, I lost it here for a second. So here it is. I mean, we've got Q, which was announced a couple weeks ago now, right? Or was that last week? Might have been. Was it just last week? I can't remember.
Yeah, it was about a week ago.
Very recent.
I believe so.
Very recent past here. Yeah. But he gets signed through the 2020 season. You got Crawford through 2020. Talked about Bowman. He goes through 2021. Hossa, 2021. Anisimov, 2021. Keith, 2023. Taves and Kane also 2023, and then Seabrook, who signed in this offseason that 8-year deal,
yeah,
he's through 2024. That's a core right there.
That is your core. And again, that's
hard cap era, and you've got those guys locked up.
Yeah, exactly.
That's key.
Exactly. And that's you know, with the cap, it's very hard. Again, it's very hard to crunch those numbers, and he's been great at it. You know, people can give him crap about Bickle, maybe the one thing that hasn't worked out. But when a guy is almost wins a Conn Smythe, you do want to keep him and reward him when he plays the way he did in 2013. Maybe.
There's not one GM in any sport across the professional landscape, yeah, that hasn't made a bad
exactly
move.
I mean, I'm just saying, to play devil's advocate, that's maybe one thing, you know, you can point at. But again, all these guys locked up. These guys have been tremendous in the three Cups. And don't think I didn't hear you cough, Mike. You need to wear a coat outside.
All right, Mom. I'll be fine.
I can't do this by myself.
Yes, you can. I believe in you, damn it.
They won't let me in the building by myself. What are you talking about?
That is true. Now, you would need to somehow get a pass. So basically, without me, you can't do anything.
I'm lost.
In terms of this podcast.
I'm lost.
So Bowman gets signed.
I actually had forgotten what his contract was. So,
so did I. To
yeah,
be honest.
When it comes up, you're like, oh yeah, of course they want to extend him.
Well, yeah, when I actually read the press release, I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
Like, I mean, it was expected, but I didn't know if it was actually going to be coming this year, since they just redid Q. So then maybe next year, maybe in the offseason. So big couple of weeks.
They
here
got
for
all
the
their
Hawks.
Ducks in a row.
They
as
sure
they
do.
Say.
All their Hawks in a row.
Ooh,
some
I
other
like
ones.
What you did there.
Other ones here. Blackhawks Crazy Podcast. I'm Mike Jacobson, WGN Radio. He is Scott King from the Red Eye. So the team goes on that 12-game winning streak, a franchise record, and then they've lost three of their last four. Last night was rough. I mean, 5-0. I mean, it's 3-0 with 4.5 minutes left in the first period. I remember texting you, said, all right, Crow needs to come out now. I mean, there's no reason to.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And then he ended up.
Not really his fault. They
there was a couple of redirects.
They get shut out.
Were, yeah.
Maybe one or two of those goals on him, but they were doing nothing. I remember when.
You can make the argument that none of those were really out.
Yeah, no, I agree. And that's what I believe Eddie O said that. And same with Darling when he came in. I remember Nordstrom scored. Used to be a Hawk, and I think he scored in the last three consecutive games for him. Mm-hmm. But I remember seeing no one around him. Like, they went on break early. It's, you know, they're in first place. They're up by 3 points. We did a blog about it. You can check out facebook.com/hawkcrazy. But it would have been nice to maybe get a little more of a lead before going into the break.
Well, no question. I mean, you always want to end on a positive note if you can. I mean, it's not the end of the world. But this team, you know, last night, I mean, they get outshot 16-5 in the first period. And the defense just wasn't there in front of them. And those first two goals were redirects where you really had not much to do. And then you talk about the Nordstrom goal, it was just wide open. And then, you know, you bring in Scott Darling, he gives up a couple. It just wasn't their day.
It's not
yesterday.
Good for anybody. But, yeah, they're in first place. They're going to get a much-needed break now.
Yeah, they're up. They're still up 3 points on the Stars. So
yeah, like you said, dropped three out of their last four, and they allowed 11 goals in the process too. And the reason you're seeing that, the reason they had trouble showing up yesterday was that's three consecutive weeks before playing on Sunday and Tuesday this week. They had three consecutive weeks where they played four games.
Yeah, four.
And that's playing at a high level for that winning streak.
14 games in 24 days.
Yes, and they're exhausted.
That's insane.
You have guys that are sick now. And
That's right.
Yeah, we'll get to more of that later. It might be a problem for the NHL there, but
You know, when you're Eddie O talked about it on the broadcast. I heard John Weideman and Troy Murray talking about it on our broadcast on WGN Radio. Just in terms of this schedule, I mean, to play that much in that small period of a time, and actually Q addressed it after the game, how, yeah, fatigue is setting in, and they do need a break.
The schedule sometimes can catch up with you. That's part of it. There's a lot of things that you can evaluate, and then you come up with, not enough energy, I think, at the end of it.
Starting, right, to take a toll on these guys, and there's an illness going around the dressing room. Jonathan Toews not feeling good, and actually Q addressed that, too. I mean, he's wearing out.
Taser's had it for a bit now. He's pretty run down.
So he's hurting illness-wise, Jonathan Toews, and you actually brought up the question, does this put his all-star bid in jeopardy? Do you think he doesn't make the trip potentially to Nashville? Who knows? I mean, is it worth it? But maybe who knows? You get a couple days rest and then he's fine, but then you're talking travel and everything else.
You heard it in the clip you pulled with Q commenting on it, that he's worn out. He's run down, he said. A guy like that, not only captain of your team, one of the best two-way players, one of the best players in the league, they need him. They're not going to want to send him out to Nashville, you know, if there's a risk there, if he really is that run down, if he is that sick. And Q said he's been sick for a little bit here. So, I mean, I don't think any Hawks fans want to see him go if there's a chance he's not going to come back 100%.
Well, why would you? I mean, it's an all-star game.
Right.
So, but at the same time, I'm sure he gets a little bit. There's got to be, don't think how much money he gets in terms of attending that weekend. There's some sort of monetary, everybody's got that in their
contract. I know Crosby likes to duck out every year, but there is some benefit. I mean, it's just getting your face in front of the cameras and winning good favor with the league. There is always a gain there.
I think Gary Bettman and everybody in the front office of the NHL would like to see one of the faces of the game in their all-star game, where they're premiering this 3-on-3 tournament and they're doing some things a little bit differently.
And I'm sure the Blackhawks would love to have him and Kane there to represent them. But again, if he comes back and he's not playing at full force because of this, because he went to play in a 3-on-3 tournament, that didn't really mean much.
Another funny thing that Patrick Kane actually brought up in the interview with Steve Cochran earlier this week. Again, you can find that at WGNRadio.com/sports. It's actually really good. It's called The Breakfast with a Blackhawk. We do it each and every week here on WGN Radio. We get different guys each and every week. Sometimes it's a coach. But this week they had Patrick Kane, and they said, that'll be actually kind of nice to be captain and taser. You know, I can actually boss him around a little bit in the All-Star weekend. So that was kind of funny when he brought that up. So again, WGNRadio.com/sports. You know, I know that's – and then while you're there, right after you listen to this podcast, you can go straight there. And then you're good. So, and then, you know, he was kind of giving some crab, Toews, or Kane to Toews. And one of his former teammates, who we saw last night, who had a great assist, Christopher Stieg, was actually giving some crap to Jonathan Toews as well.
Yeah, it was pretty funny reading about it, and I've actually seen a video of it online, I think I saw. Versteeg said Toews was the easiest guy to chirp on the Hawks, and his exact quote is, "He's just a big baby. He's just an overgrown baby."
And he does have a baby face, so that's what's ironic.
And he kind of covered his bases here, too, Versteeg. He goes, "I definitely texted him myself and told him that, too." So not only is he saying that to the media, with obviously it's kind of one of the stories when you go to Carolina and you play former teammates. We're seeing this in Chicago, that he's chirping them in the media. He texts them, too, personally.
That's great. And Versteeg was one of those guys that a lot of people liked in that dressing room. And he's a goofball.
I remember last year when he was around, it's Versteeg and now still Shaw, but Versteeg really could get the media howling in the locker room. Just a funny guy, just a nice guy, but just funny. Make you crack up like you're in a full comedy club on a Friday.
Yeah,
and Shaw does that too. Those guys are funny.
And you know, and good for him in Nordstrom. You know, like you said, I think you said it earlier, Nordstrom's got a goal in 3 straight games.
Yeah.
And Carolina, that's a team that's, they just took Ward off the IR, by the way. Their goalie, so he's coming off of that, and they were 7-2-1 in their last 10. They're one of the hotter teams in the NHL right now. So it was a combination of a lot of things last night why they were shut out 5-0.
Yeah, we heard Toews is sick. They played so much hockey.
Fatigue, and you ran into a hot team on their home ice. I don't care what anybody says. People are actually looking ahead. All these players are looking ahead to that All-Star
break.
And they're actually taking a little bit of time off.
You don't know who else is
like,
sick.
They're taking
either.
Time off, you know, before the All-Star break begins.
Yeah.
Like, all right, whatever.
There could be more illnesses we don't know about. Sakach didn't play. That's why McNeil got called up.
Mm-hmm.
And Anisimov is recently sick, too. So there's something going around, and we don't know who else has it.
Yeah. And once that stuff starts spreading around, it's really hard to get rid of that, because you're around these guys, you're traveling with these guys, you're in the same dressing room as these guys, your sweat is being exchanged, and
you don't want to miss minutes because of it. All these guys want to play no matter what, especially if you're a core guy. You know your role is going to be missed there, so everyone's trying to play sick. That is.
Yeah, exactly. And Andrew Shaw is not sick, but I think
what happened to him is pretty sick.
I think he would rather be sick than what he's been having to go through. Now, it was a rough trip in Florida. Now, the Blackhawks, they lost in Tampa, and they lost in Sunrise against the Panthers. They just it was a bad couple of games there, too. That's part of the three out of the four that they've lost. And he took a puck to the face right in the grill while he was on the bench, not even on the ice. Smacked him. You saw the replay, and you went, ooh, that's one of those, ooh.
Yeah.
That's not good. Like, it gives you that weird feeling in your legs, and it was nasty. It was nasty. So, they end up catching up with him afterwards. He gets 18 stitches in his lower lip, and you saw it last night. He's got a face guard now, too, that's kind of covered, and he lost some teeth on the bench. So, where did those teeth go? He says he swallowed them.
He swallowed two teeth.
He swallowed two teeth.
Yeah,
that he lost.
It's not just that is ridiculous.
Hockey players are insane.
He's one of the tough. He's probably the toughest guy on the team, in my opinion.
Yeah,
for his size and the way he plays and everything. But you watch him. The guy on Florida made a play into the boards and just kind of hopped on the bench. You watch him take that puck. He goes straight back like he got hit by a ton of bricks. You know, that's a rough injury.
It's real rough.
Yeah. And you know, he returned after getting repaired and getting the stitches. He played, and he's been playing with that face guard, like you said. But that has to hurt.
Like everything. Like even last night when he was spraying, you know, he's getting some water, spraying some water into his mouth to obviously hydrate himself. And you could just see that he was even struggling to do that.
And you know what I think the worst part probably is? You know, I'm not the bravest reporter, but I might have been inclined to ask, was it worse on the way out? Did those teeth come out yet?
Oh man, that's not a pretty picture. But I'm not a doctor. But swallowing teeth, I'd probably advise against that if you could. But I think it was one of those probably reactionary things where he just got hit so fast and he just swallowed real quick, right? I mean, you don't just it's not like he's saving.
He didn't make the conscious decision that you know what, I could go for some teeth right now.
He's not like he's saving them for later and putting a little salt and pepper on there and then taking them down. I think it was just all reactionary, but
he should have saved them though. He sold his stitches for charity to Harry Caray's. One of the Harry Caray's in Chicago made a ton of money
last,
for charity
last playoffs, right?
After 2013,
it was that for
actually
2013?
Yeah, I did a story on it. I remember.
Oh, okay, I do remember that.
Could have grabbed those suckers and made some money.
You definitely could have made some money. But that was, and then he got hit in the face again.
You're right. He got hit above his left eye.
Yeah, it was like right around his eye area, and you know he was just like, yeah, it was a bad game.
That was his quote. It was a bad game, to say the least.
Hockey players are a different breed. The only crazier athlete in my opinion, are rugby players, because those guys are just on a whole nother level.
I'll take it a notch further. MMA, dude.
MMA is pretty crazy too. Yeah. Obviously,
you're ready to lose your life in the cage.
I'm going to go with you on that too.
I know those
two sports, but
I think rugby guys are crazy.
Oh, yeah. They are. No, I know a few, and I knew a few in college. It's insane the way these guys. I mean, dude, you're running around. You got no pads, no nothing.
For crazy, you can go with who takes down the most beer too. Hockey players take down a ton of beer, and rugby I've seen
rugby
even more.
Rugby, that's like part of their tradition.
MMA guys, I actually haven't seen them drinking. God can only imagine.
Well, that, but plus they got to stay in much better shape.
That's true.
You know, like in terms of like
endurance,
exactly.
Last all those rounds.
And not that you obviously need a lot of endurance for hockey and for rugby. I'm not saying that, but MMA is kind of a different animal. You have to have a different screw loose to get into a cage,
right?
And take kicks to the face and everything else that goes on. That sport makes me uncomfortable to watch.
It's so exciting. Hockey and MMA are my favorite to watch. Honestly.
I can't watch MMA.
Yeah, like, I think it's thrilling.
And these guys beat the crap out of each other like that. It makes me uncomfortable watching it. There's like a big fight, you know, Pacquiao or whatever, or back in the day like Holyfield, Tyson. Yeah. I'll tune in, and that doesn't bother me. But MMA, I just can't wrap my head around watching two guys just beat each other to a bloody pulp.
We ordered a UFC for like my birthday party in first grade, and there was a brutal knockout. I remember a lot of my friends were like screaming and wanted to go home.
You probably traumatized for life, Mrs. King, thanks to her for letting you watch that.
Yeah.
That's not good. You're a terrible person.
Yeah, maybe they got a little tougher. Maybe some of them work in sports now.
You never know.
You don't know.
You never know. You never know. But I just thought that was insane. And I for him, at least these next couple of days, because they don't get back on the ice again until the 2nd, February 2nd, which is...
Right. They practice the 1st, and the 1st game is the 2nd.
Yeah, so the 2nd is this upcoming Tuesday. So gives them about a full week off. Now, obviously, Taves and is not going... Well, who knows with Taves? We kind of brought that up earlier. But and Kane are going to be... Probably, I would say, Taves participating in the All-Star events. But everybody else kind of gets to rest up. I know Coach Q said that he's going out to Denver because, obviously, he coached in Colorado for many, many years. So he's going to go out there and go skiing, he said. So, and he also talked about how he lost some teeth when he played in hockey. And he said, oh, yeah, I got some rentals. So that's a very
I think most guys do around
that
hockey.
That is such a hockey term.
Yeah, Reynolds, that's great.
Yeah, I got some Reynolds. And he's like touching his teeth. That was pretty funny. So, Andrew Shaw, you're a crazy person. But I love covering guys like that, these tough, gritty type of guys. He's undersized. He's got a great attitude. And he's worked so hard to make it into this league and to stay up here in this league.
Great
point. And a team that's not easy to fit into and or keep a roster spot.
No, that's a great point.
I like grinder guys like that. It's a good story.
They make sports exciting, those guys. You root for them. You want to see them do well.
And his teammates love him. He's very supportive of all of his teammates. You know, I mean, I remember when Rasmussen got his first goal, he went crazy in his face and just going,
he's more excited than Rasmussen.
Exactly. So I think guys like that are very important for the dressing room and nice guys to just have to cover too.
I agree,
because he always gives you a couple of quotes as well, and we love quotes. So the
Blackhawks, Shaw's a talker.
He is a talker. Blackhawks Crazy Podcast. I'm Mike Jacobson, WGN Radio. He is Scott King from the Red Eye. So we have we talked about McNeil. He came up last night, and then he got reassigned today. We might see him later on in the week. He's a 6'1 guy, so he's a little bit bigger than a Table or a Kane, about 2'10.
Yeah.
He's a young kid, though. He's 21 years old.
They 22. Like him. Yeah, he plays tough. He's got good hands.
It was a name that we've heard for a while.
Yeah, he's supposed to get a chance for a while. He was playing well last year with Rockford and got injured, so that window closed there. He's had like 2-3 good training camps in a row.
Yeah.
So you knew he was going to get a look at some point. 11th rookie to play for the Hawks this season.
It's insane.
Yeah. It's a different team. They're rebuilding on the fly, so it's even kind of more miraculous that they're sitting in first going an All-Star break.
Yeah, and more credit again goes to Stan Bowman, who just continuously is plugging holes and figuring and mixing and matching and putting together this Blackhawks puzzle each and every year in a hard cap era. It's pretty astonishing.
McNeil, definitely a bomb, losing 5-0 last night, but 3 hits for McNeil, team high, and a takeaway.
Yeah.
So he tried to make the most of the opportunity.
His family was there, and Eddie O actually talked about it on the TV broadcast about how his family, they had 8 in the AHL, and the only team that actually does this, and I think Foley said that, the Rockford IceHogs have a parents' weekend, and it was this past weekend. So his family comes in from Edmonton for parents' weekend. Then they fly back, and then he gets recalled for a Tuesday game in Carolina, so as far east as you could basically get. So they took 3 planes to get there last night and watch him. So I thought that was a pretty
That's
cool
a supportive
story.
Family. I'm sure they're incredibly excited for him and probably still thrilled even though they lost 5-0.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're very happy to see him.
To see your son
get to the big league.
To see your son, brother, boyfriend, whoever they were showing up there. I know his parents, and I think his brother, and there was a female. I don't know if that
was a little group. Yeah,
yeah, that's a once in a lifetime moment.
It's for the Hawks too. It's not just for any team in sports. I'm sure they're very, very thrilled.
Oh, I don't think they would have cared if it was the Buffalo Sabres.
But it makes it even better.
It does make it better. It does make it a lot better. And the guy's been grinding, and he's still really young though. So before we get into the All-Star game and stuff, just wanted to point out. Just Corey Crawford and how good he should be an All-Star and how good he's been since the last time we recorded. He gets his 7th shutout of the season. That's a single season high for him already.
Look, he was leading the league with 6.
Yeah.
So he had 6 shutouts. He's leading the league. He gets another one. It's crazy. And just at the All-Star break now, to have 7 shutouts is unreal.
Yeah, and he's just been playing so well. And again, I think he's starting to get a little bit, not much, but a little bit more credit nationally.
Yeah.
Now this season, 7 shutouts will do that for you. But just a guy that I hope he can keep it going. And I know some people are kind of worried, you don't want him to get burnt out too early. And he's been playing a lot.
Yeah, he should.
And honestly, I was kind of surprised. It wouldn't have surprised me if Darling would have started last night in net. He didn't. And after, it was 1 period.
Wound up playing 2 periods anyways, yeah.
So in a weird way, that loss last night is not a big deal, and it got Darling a little bit of time, and it got Kroll a little bit of rest. But I was surprised he even started.
Yeah, you figure he could have gotten a rest before break. The game, they're in first place. Doesn't really mean much.
Yeah.
You know the guys are exhausted. You know they're sick. So maybe it would have been better to do that since Darling wound up playing anyways. But, you know, the bright side is Crawford was incredibly insulted by the NHL and not sent to All-Star weekend. So he's going to get some rest because of that.
Yeah.
So let Pekka Rinne, who has like the worst save percentage in the hockey league, let him go and be in that. For Nashville, the hometown boy.
You know, we talked about it last week. You know,
they got three players.
It's the fan vote. It's the host city. It shouldn't surprise you. None of that should surprise you out there if you're upset about that or whatever. It's a fan thing. It's just like any all-star voting. To me, it's just kind of whatever. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, the John Scott stuff I think is great too. So, and he will be there.
It's going to be very entertaining.
He will be captain.
We'll see if Taze shows up, but you know John Scott will be there.
John Scott is definitely going to be there. So we
maybe in an AHL jersey.
That would be fantastic. Don't you think?
He said he wants to.
I know.
He said he wants to.
I don't know if the league will do
ice caps,
that.
I believe.
I think it is the ice cap. But in a weird way, if the league had any sort of sense of humor about it, which obviously they don't because they didn't really want
they
him.
Don't.
They didn't want him to captain this at all originally.
They say they want the fans' input, then they don't.
Yeah, it's doubtful that happens. But at the same time, they would give a plug to the ice caps, and
you're
then maybe,
tell a guy,
maybe their attendance goes up there.
You think Gary Bettman's going to tell a guy who's 6'7 and fights for a living what to do?
Probably not.
Probably not.
He's
maybe Gary Bettman's a big MMA guy. You never know. Maybe he watches some UFC.
I highly doubt that. He does have somewhat thick skin, though. I got to give Gary Bettman that.
True.
He is not a well-liked man.
He did survive those lockout years when the fans
he gets booed
wanted otherwise.
He gets booed everywhere he goes.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And he's been booed here three times in Chicago as they present, you know,
we boot him
here.
We boot him here every second that we've ever seen him until he said, we have a dynasty.
Yeah.
Then they might even like him still for that, honestly.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But, yeah, so we got the All-Star game that's going to be in Nashville. And I think it's going to be pretty cool, the whole country atmosphere around it. And Nashville is just a great town in general, and I think it'll be perfect host city for such an event like this. And we got the All-Star rosters in front of us here. They're all set. Is there anybody on the, you know, on the Atlantic Division or the Metropolitan Division / Pacific Division that you're kind of looking out that you'd want to see? Because me personally, the main guy I want to see out there is Jaromír Jágr, because that guy continues at his age to just marvel me. And he said that he told Dale Talon he wants to play till he's 50.
Yeah.
I read that in David Haw's column.
Now it looks like he can. He's a guy that for months has been saying he doesn't want to go to the All-Star game. He just wants to rest.
Yeah, but
it's been hilarious.
But
he's been begging not to go.
But then those competitive juices are going to be flowing. So I'd like to see.
I'm
curious to see what he does in that game, and especially in that 3-on-3 format. And he's the captain, obviously.
Yeah.
So it'll be really cool to see
that.
That's like the main guy I want to see. And there's a few other guys in terms of, you know, like finesse, skillful type of guys that'll be a lot of fun to watch in that 3-on-3 format. But and Kane, I just think Kane will be fun to watch. And
we know how good he's been in 3-on-3.
And those 3-on-3s. Yeah. I mean, he could be lethal in that too. So those are kind of the few guys that I'm kind of looking for.
I'm most excited about Pacific Division captain John Scott. See, I mean, maybe he turns it on. Maybe he scores a bunch of goals. You never know. But I guess we're so used to seeing how the Hawks play in 3-on-3, you kind of forget who they've played, you know, a handful of those games, and they've dominated the 3-on-3 overtime. But kind of interesting, guys, seeing how guys play defensively, guys like P.K. Subban, who's been fantastic, a really great defenseman, responsible, one of the hardest shots in the league. He's a great all-around player. Interesting seeing him.
Another good quote.
Interested in seeing how goalies like Luongo, also in the Atlantic Division, can play. But it'll be a fun tournament-style thing. You'll see how the line changes work out, who's paired together for D, what the lines are. It's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, it should be fun. So that is this Sunday. The All-Star Game is this Sunday live from Nashville. And actually, you can hear that from 4 to 7 o'clock on WGN Radio and WGNRadio.com. So how about that for a plug?
Awesome. I did not know that.
Yes, and I found that out earlier this week.
That's cool.
That's why I wanted to throw it in there. So if you're driving around on Sunday and you kind of want to hear the All-Star game, which I think it'll be a lot of fun, it's going to be the Nashville broadcasters.
Ah, so we're actually hoping we get Widesy.
That'd be great. He needs some rest, too. Widemann and Murray need some rest, too. 14 games in 24 days, that's a lot of
Widemann's the best.
On the voice, and you know how much he puts into those goal calls.
Yeah.
He needs that guy, he drinks probably 4 or 5 bottles of water each period.
I thought you were going to slander me. I'm going to say John Weidman drinks a handle of scotch no. before every broadcast.
I don't think so. No, he's too
the best, man.
Too big of a pro to do that.
That,
and then he marks down this huge, huge pile of food after the second intermission at the United Center.
I missed maybe about games.
It's amazing. This skinny guy knocks down this huge meal within like 5 minutes. It's unbelievable.
I think I miss Weidman the most, probably, is what I miss most about covering games. Last year I was working for the Tribune. Weidman, after the morning skate, would somehow just find me and tell me like what he thought about the game. And I usually won't even have to ask, and the players and the matchup, and I would learn so much, and he was always spot on. It was very interesting. And then come game time, when there's food being served at the press box, Weidman would ask me if he could cut in line because he has a broadcast to do, and I'd say, yes, sir, absolutely. And he would get maybe 2 plates of food every time.
Yeah, it's one of those things when you're, you know, a little how the sausage is made, no pun intended, being in the food line, but When you're in the press box and they serve food at the United Center, they'll serve it after the second intermission. You always let the announcers go first. So whether that be Eddie or if it's a national broadcast,
They got
you let
Doc,
and you got to let Troy, and you got to let John. You got to let them through because they only have a small amount of time to eat.
And he needs his energy. He needs 2 plates of food to get going.
When you make old calls like that, you need a lot of carbs. A lot of carbs, and stay hydrated.
He'd always tell me how much he enjoyed every dish, too.
Yes.
Weidman is the best. He's
my
hilarious.
Favorite United Center food, the sliders. When they serve those little burger
those
sliders.
Those are the best.
Those are really good. Really good.
Very tasty. So, good food there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the next time I get out there so I can get a free meal. Because any meal that's free always tastes that much better. So it's that part of the program. We're wrapping up things here in just a little bit. King's Keys. These are the keys, the pointers that the Blackhawks need in the next couple of days, couple of games to gain a couple points. A little bit different this week, obviously, because they're not playing for a little less than a week. So this upcoming Tuesday, so they got 6 days off. But what is your King's Keys?
We have the All-Star break coming up. Very simple. 3 keys. Rest, rest, and rest. They are exhausted.
How long did it take you to come up with that one?
All night. I work really hard at this. not only are they run down and guys are sick and they played so much hockey, but you know they're going to have a lot of hockey to play when they come back. They have 6 games in 12 days when they return after the break. Mm-hmm. So you need to get your rest in, have some Alka-Seltzer if you are under the weather. Everyone
makes
chill,
you feel better
tomorrow.
Fast.
Yes, it does.
Alka-Seltzer, I heard it.
Are they our sponsor yet?
Not yet.
We need one.
Still in the works. Yeah, I'm working between them and Nike and then Reebok's trying to get in on the deal, too. So
Gatorade keeps calling.
And then I'm really close to signing Bauer. So
there you go.
We got some things going on in the sponsorship.
Things are happening here.
So that is the King's Keys for the week. Pretty basic, but it is.
They're going to break, and they're beat up.
It is important, you know. Yeah. Hopefully these guys, they just find a nice spot on the old recliner or the old couch, lay back, maybe spend some time with the kids.
Netflix and chill, I believe the kids call it.
Netflix and chill, but I don't know, though. You don't want to lose stamina.
You don't chill too much.
Yeah. So now we got moving on from the Netflix and chill. That's always awkward. Fan questions, we do these each and every week. You can submit them on Twitter using the hashtag BlackhawksCrazy, or you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/BlackhawksCrazy, and we always like taking your questions. We really appreciate any sort of feedback that you could be giving us. And the first question, Vladimir Kristic?
I believe you pronounced that perfectly.
We kind of talked about this a little bit earlier. What's the future of Mark McNeil within the Blackhawks organization? I think there's a good chance that he could get another call up here before the end of the year. Again, Sakach, I believe.
You're the one that I get it from. Do it perfectly.
I had it right last week. I think I screwed it up there. Sakach. He was sick, so they needed somebody. They needed to recall somebody. He was next in line, apparently, so they brought him up. So you never know, injuries and everything else. But he's a guy that they do like. I know that.
And I think they realize with losing 5-0, he doesn't really get a fair shake, a fair look in that game. Mm-hmm. And he was a guy who was next in line to get a look. So sending him down, maybe they even want to see more out of him. He did play okay, what the stats we read. So maybe it's just kind of a cap move. Maybe there's going to be a trade soon, right after the All-Star weekend. So maybe he comes back right after. It could just be a formality, even just sending him down.
And that kind of leads into part of this question too from Randy DeMario. What's Dano's status? You know, when are we going to see him in a Hawks jersey? Because when they recalled McNeil, I kind of thought, I'm like, okay, well, what about Marco?
Yeah.
Why not bring him up? So apparently his consistency, as Q always likes to say, is still not there.
No. Every prospect now, every guy who's going to play for the Blackhawks has to have a perfect two-way game, according to Quinville. And Dano, as good as he looked early on and then started to lose a step in the preseason, he's just a name you don't hear much anymore. As much as the fans keep asking about him, he's just a name you don't hear anymore. And obviously you're not going to change much either when you have a 12-game winning streak in recent history. So he might get another chance. You know, they bring a handful of guys up for the playoffs. He might get another look before then. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, he only played 13 games with the Blackhawks.
Right.
So he's been in Rockford for a long time.
He's been playing a lot of games, so maybe they're seeing some things they like, and maybe he will get another shot.
And one more here from Paul Berry. What is Kruger's status? What happens when he comes back?
Yeah, I don't think much has changed. I think Bowman or Q actually even said it yesterday. That's still the same timetable, so still a couple months, and he should be back right at the start of the postseason.
Yeah.
And I think you made the point before, Mike, that it's most likely that Rasmussen would sit centering the fourth line because Kruger is obviously so good there, and Deneau's been great on the third line, so you don't want to change too much.
Well, yeah, and it took such a long – they made an effort, obviously, to sign him for this season. I mean, when he comes back and he's healthy and he's ready.
Oh, you need him on a PK, too. He does so much.
He's huge on the PK.
Yeah, so much all around.
Probably that would be my guess, yeah.
Face-offs, too. He's a great depth center.
Yeah, he sure is. Well, this is another fun edition, 14th episode in the books.
Yes, now, sir.
We get a little bit of a break, but we get a one-week break every week.
We do. It'll feel like more because there's not, you know, a lot of Blackhawks games to watch before the next show.
Exactly.
But we'll
probably shoot for next Wednesday, so we'll have that first game and see how they come back after the break, and hopefully they rebound well, and they're going to be out in Colorado for that one. They'll be out west.
Hopefully 3-on-3 is not a bust. Hopefully it's entertaining as it has been in regular season games.
Yeah, enjoy the NHL All-Star game this week. We'll probably see Jonathan Toews there, maybe not.
We'll see
how sick he is, but you'll definitely see Patrick Kane, so that should be a lot of fun. So we will talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. As always, Facebook.com/BlackhawksCrazy. You can also find us on Twitter. I am at Jacobson Radio. He is at Scott King Media. Use that hashtag, BlackhawksCrazy. We'll talk to you next week.